Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
This time we're going to a song from the Rogers family, Unspeakable Joy. And then after that, we're going to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where we're preaching on the Star of Bethlehem.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere.
Promised Messiah, our Emmanuel, Alpha, Omega, and King. The hope of the ages at last has been born. Let's join all creation and sing.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are everywhere.
Come and adore him, young Mary, sweet boy. Deep wound will be taken away by the Lamb lying there with the sheep.
Joy, joy, unspeakable joy. Music is filling the air. Glory, oh glory to God. Angels are
Revelations. We find chapter number one. You can turn that if you want to. Chapter number one, there's a reference to the seven stars in the Lord's right hand. Now, in verse number 20, the Word of God tells us that the seven stars are seven angels. When I looked at the definition of up for angel, I just about had a spell. Now my Bible connects. It does some connecting dots and that different things like that, but I just about had a spell when I looked up this word angel. One who is sent to announce, teach, or to proclaim. Those angels were sent there to the seven churches of Asia, and they were there to pronounce, they were there to proclaim, they were to point them in the right direction and tell them what they needed to do to be clean before God. I got to thinking about that. Them angels, them stars in the hand of the Lord. In the hand of the Lord. They're there. They're ready to go. You say, preacher, what do you say? I think of it this way. Before you got saved, I got to see this star at Bethlehem. It seems to remind me of the sweet Holy Ghost. Boy, it reminds me of what the Holy Ghost did to me, amen. How he helped me, how he guided, amen. How he proclaimed the word of God, how he kept pointing me to Jesus. That seems to me to be that star of Bethlehem tonight. Oh, I think about it this way. Oh, my. I think about a world of darkness. I tell you, I was born tonight. I was born and you was born in a world of darkness. Amen. We were born in a life. I tell you, this life that we live, amen, it's a life without hope. It's a life without direction. It's a life of darkness. It's a life without purpose. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, you're going to be standing in the middle of darkness. A friend, I don't know if you remember. Praise God, the glorious day when the light came on from another world, thank God. I remember the night, amen, when I was living down here listening to this sin darkness, and there was a light from another world that came on. You say, what are you talking about? It wasn't a physical light. Oh, no, it was a spiritual light. It was a light that came to the very few where I was sitting. And that light illuminated the fact that I was a sinner, lost condition, standing in darkness in need of a Savior. I never will forget that night when the light came on over my pew that night. I remember when the Holy Ghost came by my way. Y'all ever remember that? Amen, that day. Maybe you know that place. Well, when the light came over you and you remember when you got under the examination of God, it was, I mean, almost like that you was the only one in the room and God's light was illuminating you and you was scared to death, amen. You was afraid you was going to drop off and slip off into hell that very moment. Somebody say amen right there. Boy, I tell you, they will forget that day. Oh, my. That sweet Holy Ghost was convicting your heart. You know what he's doing? I never will forget. He was doing something like this right here. He's saying, look here, I know you're in darkness. I know all that you've done. I know how bad you've been. I know where you've been last night. I know what you're doing. I know all about you. But he said, I'll tell you what, if you just follow me, I'll take you to a Savior that'll take away your sin. I'll take you to a Savior that you can have a relationship with. I'll take you to a Savior where you won't have to live in darkness no more. Amen. Isn't that what that started? That preacher that night was a preaching. The singers was a singing. The whole world was a going on. But that night, that star was seemed to be standing there. The sweet Holy Ghost was saying, come. He is saying, come. Come on. Let me take you to a Savior. Let me bring you to a place where I can show you a birth. Boy, I remember the rejoicing. I remember the worship. I remember the thrill. But then, boy, I tell you, when I laid my spiritual eyes on the Lord that night, I felt like that, boy, that light went from shining down on me to now shining down in me. Amen. Boy, what a difference. Since Jesus came into my heart. Well, that's one thing for you to talk about. Hey, Herod talked about the Lord. But he never saw him. Not like these wise men saw him. I never will forget that night when the Holy Ghost began to shine down in my heart right here in this little old pew. Boy, he took me by the way of the cross. I saw Jesus Christ crucified. I saw the Lord Jesus Christ plaited with a crown of thorns. I saw the blood dripping from his brow. I saw the nail pierced hands and the pier that ripped his side. I tell you what I saw that night. I saw while I was sitting there, while I was asking God to save me. I remember, listen, all of those things of the Lord's torture and his agony. But I also remember this. That sweet voice began to speak to me and that sweet voice began to say something like this. He said, hey, he did that for you so that you might be free. Boy, he started talking about his grace, started talking about his love. He said, hey, he wants to be your Lord if you'll just ask him to. That night, that light quit shining on me, and it started shining in me, thank God. Boy, what a difference since Jesus came into my heart. In Bethlehem, the star stood over where the young child was. Let me just demonstrate this for just a moment. Let me get a hold of this right here. Give me three wise men. You guys go over and stand in the aisleway. All right, just lay down in the manger right up here on the stage. What did the Word of God say right here? The star went and stood where the young child was. Now, I don't know. Look, what was that symbol again? That star representing that of what? The Holy Ghost, right? Can I just show you a picture tonight? And listen, all these things I'm talking about, you couldn't see with your physical eye. So let me show you what I'm talking about. That star goes before them. Almost like this. I got to show you something you ain't never seen before. Come on, boys. Come over here. Come on over here. Y'all come down in here. Come down here. I just want to do this here. Hold on right there. Just back up just a second. And let me just stand over where the young child was. What you said, preacher, what you said, this is what the Lord showed me down there in the study a little bit ago. That star stood over where the young child was. It's almost like the, I might have fit, man. I'm telling you what. When God showed me this, I about took a lap. Y'all remember how Mary was conceived? She was conceived by the what? If that star was a good symbol of the Holy Ghost, he's standing over where the young child was. It's almost like daddy said, hey, I want to come introduce you. Come on over here. I want to introduce you to my son. I want you to see him. I want you to take your eyes and look upon what the Holy God of heaven has produced. I want you to see me. I want to introduce you to my son. But can I tell you, friend, that after I got saved at 7 years old, he introduced me to the Son of God, amen, in the same way. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I almost feel the Lord. I'm going to tell you something. He showed up as a dove at his baptism. I don't know. I know the Word of God didn't say it, but I think he showed up as a star at his birth. Amen. Amen. Thank God. That helped you. The star had the ability not just to lead them to Christ, but I want you to see something very specific. After they had came and after they had delivered their treasures unto the Lord, that star seemed to help them to go the right way. I want you to look at the text once again tonight. I want you to look at verse number 9. The star had the ability to encourage them on the last steps of their journey to the Savior. Notice verse number 9. And when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came over where the young child was. Look at verse number 10 with me. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Now I want you to go down there and I want you to look. Go with me back to Matthew. I want you to see this. Matthew chapter number 2. Verse number 10. Verse number 11. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child and Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Notice this right here. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. We have no record account that the star ever left the child. Almost like he is going to go with him all the way through. Can I just tell it to you this way tonight? He'll bring you to the Savior, but can I tell you, he'll also help you get all the way in. What a waste of time it would have been if them wise men had traveled all the way from the east and they'd got down there to Jerusalem and there was no direction from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, and it's only 5 miles or 7 miles away, and boy, to have to turn around and go back home without having direction, without seeing the Savior. I think that's where a lot of people have gotten in their lives. I mean, they've gotten all the way down to Jerusalem. They've seen the king, the earthly king, and they've seen the great things, but yet even seen the star, even seen that symbol that's in the sky, all these things, but yet they just turned around and in the midst of the darkness and went back without seeing the Savior. If he brings you to Jerusalem, I promise you this, he can get you on in. He can get you on in, praise God. He didn't bring you all the way from the east to let you not go away and not see the Savior, amen. The whole reason for the journey was to get into the house to see the Savior, amen, and see where the young child was. That's the whole reason for the journey. The whole reason for your journey is to see the Savior. God didn't just bring them to Jerusalem. He didn't just bring them to Bethlehem, but he also got them out of a time of danger. The Holy Ghost man didn't lead them right there in a state of danger. Being warned of God, they went a different direction. Can I just tell you this? That I'm glad that I've got a guide that'll bring me to Jesus. I've got a guide that'll bring me, man, in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm also glad I got a God, and I've got a guide, amen, that leads me on throughout life's journey. Amen. Whenever the Savior's not present in the physical, I'm glad he's there with me. He said he'll be with me always, even unto the end of the world. Thank God. He is my future. He's my eternity. Wise men follow Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.